Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Teresa. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Teresa, and who am I speaking with?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, Teresa. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. How's the weather in New Jersey?
It's cold today.
Cold.
Supposed to get snow tomorrow morning. So.
Okay. Well, Rose, welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for allowing me the blessing of meeting you today. And do you have anything specific that you're, you know, kind of interested in getting some insight on?
I just wanted to know if there's, like, any financial opportunities coming or extra unexpected cash coming my way.
Okay. Well, it's looking pretty positive from the cards I have here. The first card I have is the Strength card, which is all about your personal power. And so I don't know if there's something, I tend to think there's something that maybe you're you have in your mind of you're wondering about, but the Strength card is a great card to begin with. There's lots of yellow in there, and yellow is always our solar plexus, which tells us, you know, we get these gut feelings, and many times people just dismiss them, like, oh, I had a feeling about that, or my gut was telling me this, or my gut was telling me that, and oftentimes people don't realize that's your own intuition speaking to you. So just to have this at the beginning of the Strength card, and there's so much yellow, and you have a lion with you, which also gives you that extra strength to reinforce in you that you're safe, and you have that inner power to do what you want to do. And and as far as the spiritualness, you know, you're going to become very powerful, but it also brings a sense of patience. So if you have something in mind and maybe it's not coming as quickly as you want it to, you just have to be patient. Because the next card feeds in to the Ace of Cups. And the Ace, if you always think about a card deck, the Ace is always just one. So it's only about you. So, and the Cups is always an emotional, it's love, and Cups can represent many things, but the main thing it represents is loves, and that could be love of work or relationship, of hobby. So, and there's lots of blue, which is going to come with some communication with that. And so we're going from the Strength and then into the Wand and the Love. So I think it's something that is definitely, not only are you thinking of and you're feeling pretty strongly about it, but it's going to fall into, it's something that's going to, I think, come with a lot of love. The next card is your Two of Pentacles. Now, Pentacles is always about value. And many times, depending on what our question is and our intention, it's the value of either finances or it's value of something that you just, that's of value to you. And so when you're asking about the finances, we have the Two of Pentacles. And the two is generally also represents, you know, partnerships. It takes two or a duality in some way, shape, or form. So, and typically what I do is I just kind of go through the cards first and then we go back and we put it all together in case you feel like a little all over the place. But there's a lot of blue again with that card. So communication is pretty much pretty steady, yellow and blue. And so this is definitely going to be something that's going to come from a little bit of thought from you. And it's, You're going to have to trust your intuition. And here we follow in to the next one is the Queen of Swords. Now, back to that two, sometimes that can be a little indecisiveness if you have a two, you know, a partnership. Should you take someone in and bring someone along with you with that? And sometimes it can represent that you have trouble making a commitment. You have to make a decision, and you've just got to make a decision, and you're going to have to commit to it in order for it to really fulfill, okay? And that leads us to the Queen of Swords. And that's always about you. You're a woman. You're a powerful woman. It's about uniqueness also. Very positive. Because it's funny that the Two of Pentacles is right before the Queen of Swords. Because the Queen of Swords, the queen, she makes decisions. And oftentimes those have to be unique decisions for a better future for yourself. And so sometimes your ideas and can be very original, or they can be innovative. But this card is telling me, with you being the queen, you're going to have to make the decision. And the queen doesn't always drag people with her, so you're going to have to act independently, for sure. You're going to have to act on something alone, okay? And then the next card is the Fool, which oftentimes people think that's foolish. That's not what the Fool is about. The Fool is just kind of your inner voice. He's kind of footloose and fancy free. And the Fool is a very trusting person. So, again, we're back to the yellow. And you have your gut and you have the Fool, which is telling me that you're going to have to trust your inner voice. And you're just going to have to let go of any worry and fear and follow through. So the final card I have here is the Five of Cups, which sometimes if you ever look at a tarot deck, it looks like it's, you know, kind of like spilled milk. There's three that spilled on the table and two sitting on the shelf. But actually, that just kind of represents that you're probably going to stumble and have a little bit of fear about that letting go and trusting. Okay, but once you do, you're going to find that you've just got to sometimes take that leap of faith and go for it. And so when I come back and I read all of these cards together, what this message is telling me is that if you're looking at anything in particular, and I have a feeling you must be having some inclination to something, or it wouldn't even be at your mind. That's how our intuition works. There's something sparking you to think that. So you're going to have to go inside yourself, into your inner strength, and just be confident that you have that ability, okay, to follow through. And it's going to be an emotional thing. That's the cups. It's love. It's emotion. So it's probably going to be an emotional decision, and I think with that is also going to become an emotional process for you to manifest these additional finances and that you want to come into your life. Two of Pentacles, you're gonna fall back into that indecisiveness and just second guess yourself. But if you move forward, you come into your strength once again with your Queen of Swords. And that's you telling yourself, you know, I can do this by myself. I really don't need anybody else. And if you want to make it happen, you're going to make it happen. And you're going to have to let go and trust and not have that fear about you from the Fool. And going into the Five of Cups, again, the Cups is about love and emotion. It's going to be an emotional journey. And you may even feel like, oh, gosh, I'm kind of split. But you're going to have to just really get that handle on yourself, because your very last card was the Three of Pentacles. And again, Pentacles is that generally the value, the financial value. It's going to be a spiritual journey. It's going to be an emotional journey, and it's going to involve communication. So you're really going to have to think, and you're going to have to trust your gut, and you're going to have to this is going to come with some probably negotiating or some thinking and some communicating in order for this to come to you. And so I think it's a very positive outlook. And I think, you know, I always tell people that you know, I'm not sure if you really understand how the universe works and the law of attraction, but definitely put it out there. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you think this might be about, put it out in a positive, manifest way every single day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night.
Okay.
Because what we think is very powerful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did that help you any?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Very, very good. Do you have any questions?
You said I'm going to make a decision, and it's about love?
Mm-hmm. Well, the decision, the cups is generally an emotional, oftentimes can be love, but it's an emotional decision. So if your, you know, your question was regarding to finance, and believe me, finance can be a very emotional decision as well, but the cups generally do represent love. It's definitely an emotional thing a cup is. Anytime you see cups, that's going to usually involve some love and some emotions. So it very well could represent, it could represent a relationship as well. But I do feel that the cups, as far as your question, is leading me to believe that it is about finance. And I think that it's going to be something emotional. So that could come from many different directions. If it comes from love, the finance that you're hoping, you know, it could come in many ways to you. You know, that's the thing. I'm not seeing clearly exactly how something's going to manifest for you, but the love definitely could come from someone that you know. The either
is it
the
a
idea
thing or
it is a positive thing. I feel it's very positive. All these cards are very positive cards.
So the decision I'm going to make about love is going to be a good decision. Yes?
Oh, what was that? I could not hear you. What was that?
I'm sorry. The decision that I have to make, it's about love. It's going to be a positive outcome.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And if you, yes. Yes.
And,
you know, yes. And whenever I reach up to, you know, Spirit and I ask Spirit, you know, about this, here is the exact thing that I heard. I feel healthy and I feel happy. Okay? That's the message that came to me. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I just tell people what I hear. It usually never makes sense to me, but it's not supposed to because it's not for me. But in this, I don't know if that kind of puts anything else on the table for you as far as all of that.
I recently reconnected with an ex of mine, and I've been feeling happy just talking to him. It's been years. So that's why I'm asking this decision about love. What you know what it's about?
Okay, it could very well be that.
Yeah, I feel happy
you know,
and I just am healthy. So
well, good, good. Yep, and I'm hearing all as well. So, you know, I tend to think that everything is exactly as it's supposed to be for you. And oftentimes, when I hear all as well, I tend to feel that that's going to be, it's oftentimes like a hidden blessing that you're going to understand later, that exact term, all is well. But those are the things that I've been hearing. And, you know, when you ask a question about finance, but, you know, now you're kind of leaning towards the relationship, you know, maybe through the extra finances that you feel might come to you very well could come to you through this person in your life, you know, this ex that you've reconnected with. Because if I were to take your question and take it from the finance into the relationship, that's very positive as well, okay? These cards are positive cards.
If there's any extra cash coming, you know, like
the cash coming. It's not real clear. I tell you that, you know, I feel that something is going to be I do feel like with the there's something that's going to be offered to you mm-hmm. as far as how that cash is going to come. That's usually always a magic question because that's generally the cards and spirit aren't very clear when it comes to is somebody going to come into a, you know, money. But the cards all are very positive. And I feel that, you know, if something is offered to you, you should, you know, think about it. Don't, you know, take it to heart. Make it, you know, a good decision if it's right for you. And sometimes when money comes to you, it isn't always a good thing. You know, you got to keep that in mind. Is it right for you? And that's where your Queen of Swords and your strength and all that's going to come in. But, you know, all the cards are positive cards. There is not one negative card. So I would say, yes, something's going to come to you.
Thank you so much.
And it may not come to you. It may not come to you in the form of cash. It may come to you in the form of love. Okay? And that can
all
be
right.
very valuable. Okay?
Yes. Thank
well,
you
thanks,
so
Rose.
Much.
You're welcome. You have a lovely evening. Thank
you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. This is Lisa. Good evening.
Hi, Lisa. Good evening. Good to meet you.
Thank you. My question, I'm hoping that this year is going to bring some change, in particular with a career change or a new job, I should say. And that is my question. Do you see any opportunities coming up for me, please?
Okay. Just a moment. I have to get my cards all shuffled up after my last one. Okay. Well, that's funny. What I'm hearing from Spirit is speaker, so I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm hearing as I'm drawing the cards out. A speaker sometimes can just mean a position that involves a lot of speaking, a communications, or something of
sort. I think that's right, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. As far as the cards go, it's ironic that, again, and I shuffled these very, very well, but the very first card is strength. And like I was telling Rose shortly ago, it's about inner strength. But it also can be tenderness. You know, there's a lot of yellow and green, and green is, I don't know how much people know about the chakras, but people should learn about your chakras because it's a very good thing for you to understand the energy centers in your body. So with the career thing, it's something that, again, when we come to yellow, it's always in your gut. It's that butterfly feeling, okay? So, but the strength part's very important because it's your spiritual strength that's going to help you through and resolve any problems. And so it often requires patience too. Strength always comes with patience, no matter what. And so like I explained to Rose, I'm just going to read through kind of each one of the cards and then we just go back and throw them all together, okay?
Okay.
Your next card is the Sun. Very, very positive. The sun always is a good thing. It's about celebration and success, okay? So it can often be self-fulfillment, and it's always vitality and success, and it can also be an external thing. So I believe that, yes, something's going to happen, and it's going to be a successful move for you. The next card is a Six of Cups. And again, we're back to the love, the emotional. And I think it's going to come with a lot of emotions. And that means that six is often it's time to release something. Okay, so any past influences, any anger, any thing that might be holding you back from maybe taking this next step into something that you, I think you're considering a move or saying, you know, is it time for me to move on? You're going to have to cross a bridge, okay? And again, that's communication. And at the moment, you're kind of looking back like, I'm halfway across this bridge. Do I want to go back to what I've been doing, or do I want to move forward into something new and unknown? And so that comes with some decisions that you're going to have to kind of make internally. And the sixth generally is always about family and love and comfort. So in the fact that it's following the success, I believe what I'm feeling from this is it's something that's going to be comfortable. So I say don't stop halfway. Keep going across the bridge. The next card is a Ten of Swords, okay? And the Swords is about working, and it's about work. There's something that you're working on. So it makes perfect sense that it's about work-related, you know, your question on the cards. Because, even though your job you're at now, you might not feel appreciated and you might not feel like you're respected, or maybe you've been hurt in some way, shape, or form from that. The nice thing about the Swords is it's that all of that makes you stronger. It's a bear to deal with sometimes for anyone out in the workplace when people aren't, you know, being good to you. I always say just love whoever that is more, because that's like putting a shield up and throwing it back at him. And so I think when you're crossing that bridge, as you were looking back, you're feeling a little bit of pain in some way, shape, or form. But just know that whatever you bring out of your current job is only making you stronger for what's ahead. Because what's ahead of that card, the next card, is the World, okay? That's like the best card you can get. The World is saying, you know, everything is great. Everything's a celebration. There's every color. And, you know, the whole world is before you. And so with that is you can expect success. I'm telling you, you can expect it. And then the final card is the Queen of Wands. And typically the wands represent mental power, something you've been thinking about. So, and the Queen, like I was explaining to Rose, is a very strong woman. You know, the Queen doesn't need someone to hold her hand. She can do it. She has the power. She has the inner strength. She's not afraid. You know, she has to make decisions. And so, pardon me. So I think it's time to just put yourself out there and say, you know what, Lisa, if you're ready to make a change, I totally feel like you need to just get going, girl, because all of these cards are definitely, definitely in your favor. And as far as on the speaker part, are you already in a position where you communicate a lot?
Yes, I'm self-employed, and I have always been in sales and management. So there's that communication feature that I deal with every day, communication.
Okay. So that's definitely right up your alley. I think whatever's coming to you is what you've learned right now. Even I think that plays into that Ten of Swords. That's difficult to be self-employed. That definitely is hard work. That's
yes.
Very, very respected, yes. I'm telling you, because that's not easy.
No,
and so
not.
Everything you've learned from that is only going to make what you are thinking of going into and what the universe is going to bring to you, it's going to be fabulous. You're going to be happy.
You know, when you talked about, I've been self-employed for almost 6 years, but when you were talking about the Ten of Swords, you hit the nail on the head, because I came from a big company I was at for 16 years that it was so dysfunctional. The people, I saw two sides of the coins with people, and it was a very nasty, debilitating place to work. And, of course, you know, I'm sensitive, and I felt all that, but I think I've risen to the occasion to move on. So you were pretty much right on the money with that. So I do look forward to something positive coming up for me.
Yes, I think you're going to be very successful. And, you know, for anyone listening, I'm telling you, when people don't treat you right in life, in work, in relationships, those are people I just try to tell you, love those people more, because love, and if you can ever just think of pink around them, you know, putting out love, you'd be shocked at what's going to change people. Honestly.
Well, you said, it does make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It does make
mm-hmm.
you stronger to move forward, because you have no alternative, but it does make you stronger. So I really appreciate this great reading. You were right on the money. So thank you so kindly. I really appreciate
it. Well, you're welcome. It was nice talking with you. You have a lovely evening.
Okay, Jira. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Hello, this is Teresa. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Julia.
Do you have a question?
Thanks.
Hi, Julia.
basically, same as the last caller. I need to get myself back out and start looking for a job. And I was like a housewife for a very long time, and now I have a change of circumstance, and I need to get myself back out there. So I wanted to get a reading for kind of what's coming up around, you know, finding work. And hopefully
okay.
It will work.
Yes, that's always good, isn't it? It's a bonus when you can feel good about what you're doing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Julia, one moment. Let me get these shuffled back up real good. I always just shuffle until I hear the word stop, and they're not telling me to stop yet, so... Okay, now I got to stop. Okay. All right. I have to excuse me. I have this dry, itchy cough. I don't know why.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, as far as, like, the career path that I'm feeling for you, I'll tell you, it's one of love. So, what I'm feeling is it is going to be a purposeful position. And when I say that, it might sound kind of funny, but I do believe it's going to be a position that where you can enrich someone else's life, okay? And I strongly feel that maybe strongly am leaning. Okay, yeah, school, that's a word, school. So it's funny that I was feeling like definitely you were going to move into something to enrich somebody's life, and the word school comes out of literally nowhere. I don't know if you've thought about education, and I'm not saying that you have to, but if you're looking for something, I think that you are going to have to look into the education field. And we may end up getting cut off, so I'm going to try to get in a hurry here, okay?
Okay. I think you have a few minutes once the show actually ends. It just goes into archives. It's like the live part ends, but then, you know, you have like 15 minutes or more. I don't
know. A few minutes, so we're not cut off. Okay. I'm new to Blog Talk Radio, so thank you for letting me know that.
Well,
the first part
goes into archives, so you don't lose anything.
Okay, good. Well, the first card, and I this makes total sense to me, okay? So the first card that we have is the Judgment card. And that's just really a time of awakening, and it's odd that you say you're going to have to go back out into the workforce, because this probably in your life is a judgment time. It is a time of awakening for you. And so it's time, basically it's saying it's time to wake up, and, you know, you will find successful solutions in the judgment. People often think that judgment means that someone's judging you. No, it's judgment day. It's meaning things are going to change. You know, it's a time of awakening, and it's going to there is blue and there's purple. Purple is always spiritual color. Blue is always communication, okay? So it is going to be a communicative position, I feel. The next one we have, it's so odd. These cards keep coming back up. We have the Queen of Swords. That's uniqueness. And so you're going to have to act independently, which makes sense in your situation. And the Queen holds a sword in one hand and a scroll in the other. And basically, it's a unique decision for your better future. So your awakening is happening, and you are going to have to make a decision for your future, is basically, and the Queen is strength. You have that inner power to do this, okay? You might have been a housewife and homemaker for a long time, but guess what? You are one strong lady, because, you know, I have multiple queens here, and they're telling me that. So I know for a fact you're going to be fine. We move into the next card, is a King of Wands. And again, the wand is a mental power, okay? So that's telling me in the mental power, and the king is a leader. He is the king. He's the leader. So you not only have your queen, the strength of your queen, but now your card, you have the King of Wands, a mental power, the leader. So therefore, you know, you have the ability to lead others, which falls right back in to that education, that school thing. And because after the king, we have the Three of Cups. And cups is a love. It's an emotion. So I believe that your path of what you're going to be switching to a career is going to be an emotional one. It's going to come with love and emotion. And it's going to be, I think, a job to celebrate. And, you know, oftentimes the Three of Cups is about the hard times are over, basically, and it's time to celebrate with family and friends. So I think that once you really feel where you're going, you know, you're going to have some, it's going to come with love, and there's going to be people that's going to celebrate you because you've made the decision, okay, that this is what you're going to do. And that follows with another King card, the King of Swords. Okay, swords are about work or something that you're working on. And the king holds two swords. And so basically, that means cooperation. You know, he's demanding from both sides. If you think about your look, you're in the middle and you've got one on this hand and one on the other. And say there's people here and people on the other side. And he's saying, look, we're going to have some cooperation here. You know, we've got to focus on cooperation and balance and bring balance. And so that's it's a very positive card. Again, lots of communication. And the king is a leader. He is a pillar of strength. And the people look to him for that leadership. And people are going to look to you for that leadership, okay, whether it's children or adults or in between. And I believe in the education, there's just so many directions you could go, but you're definitely going to be a leader in that role. And we end with a fabulous card for you, the High Priestess. And, you know, you may feel like, oh, I don't know all the answers yet, and that's okay. That's okay. It's going to be a little unclear. You know, she's holding up a cloud as to say, you know, don't come down on me, I'm not ready. But it reflects, the High Priestess always reflects a little bit of secrecy in there. You know, she's a very well-respected healer, a light worker. How can I explain the High Priestess to you to where it makes sense? Basically, you know, she's a spiritual, stable person. And she is at a high level of spirituality that's a balanced person, okay? A lot of awakening and so I believe that you are gonna not only take yourself up to a new spiritual level in this path in a new direction for career, but you're gonna be highly respected, and it's gonna be spiritual as well as it's just, you know, gonna be emotional. You're gonna do good. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Have you thought about the education?
You know, it's funny that that's been brought up to me before, but it's not something I've really spent a lot of time thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of cool. And I wonder, too, could it mean that I need to get some education or additional training because I've been kind of out of the loop for so long?
It may require that, yeah, you need a refresher course or additional training. You know, that's never a bad thing. We can never learn too much. I'm kind of an information junkie. I'm always studying something new all the time. And, you
well,
know, not
cool,
that it's...
though, you know.
Yeah, you know, I find that the older I get, the more I want to know about stuff. And sometimes it's the kookiest stuff, and sometimes it's really meaningful stuff. But it's always good. You know, I'm getting an image of artistic. Are you an artistic person? Are you crafty? Or I'm feeling...
Yeah, I'm a little crafty. I actually went to school for interior design, but I didn't really feel like, you know, I'm not like a frou-frou, you know, high-end person, so I just didn't feel like, you know, people would really want what I had to offer because I'm not, you know, I don't shop at like high-end stores and, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
I would
me
be
neither.
More like trying to make it comfortable, kind of. I'm more of a creature that makes it look nice, and I'm good at like organizing. I can like go into a place and move stuff around and make it fit and, you know,
okay.
All that good
okay.
Stuff, so that's sort of my
yeah. Okay. So I do feel that that's going to be part of it. Okay. And so if I really feel like you have far more to offer than what you think you do, and so I really want you to remember these cards. They're all queens and kings and cups.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Wow.
It is amazing because. And you know, I do feel on a spiritual level and on a love level. All of this is a spiritual level and it's all a love level, which tells me and you that the path you're going to take is definitely going to be one. You said in the beginning you hoped you could enrich people's lives. Well, you're going to. And that might come through in an education. You might need the schooling, but it's going to involve some kind of schooling. And it's going to, and your artistic abilities is definitely, I believe, going to be a part of this new path for you. But, you know, that's what I'm getting. And if I ask, you know, an angel here, I have an angel card here I drew, which.
Yay, thank you. I love the angel.
It says, yeah, everything's in divine order. It's going to be in divine order. And everything is how it needs to be right now. So look, it says, look past the illusion and see the underlying order. So maybe, you know, don't put too much stock in what you think it's going to be. Just get doing it, okay? Because sometimes we can overthink and overpower ourselves with our
I hate I do that, too. I'm, like, too much in my head, you know, worrying about the what-ifs and all that, especially because it's such a huge change that, you know, like they say, analysis paralysis. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me not to do that.
Hey, yeah, don't do that, okay? Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Decide what you want to do. And whatever path you really want to do, I think you're going to find that it's going to involve you helping others, you educating others, and it could be through your organizing, it could be through hobby, I don't know, but somehow your artistic gifts, okay, is going to play into it, and that's going to be an easy role for you. I think it's all going to come very, very easy when you get into this.
Wonderful.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so
yeah.
much. That was so reassuring, and, you know, it makes me feel, you know, yes, you know,
good.
It's going to be okay. I can do this. So,
it is going to be okay. You're awesome.
For hanging in there these extra minutes with me. I really appreciate it. So,
yeah. Well, hey, You just take what you learned here tonight, and I'm telling you, keep your communication open and always have everything with a loving heart. Decide what you want to do and you know, whether the school might be, you might work in the education field, and there's so many avenues in the education field, tons. But it also might mean that maybe you're going to get some education, okay? I don't know for sure, but I know one thing for sure. You're going to be great, and somehow your artistic gifts and abilities are going to play a factor in what you do, okay?
Wonderful. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, and Julia. Thank you.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and I get some nice hot tea or something to get rid of your little itchy throat.
Oh, so. I know. It's so irritating. Well, thank you so much. You have a fabulous evening.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello? Hi, this is Teresa. I don't know how much time we have, but I thought we would just go for it, okay?
Yeah, could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. I would just like to know if you see any romance for spring coming in, any potentials?
Okay, well, let's find out. I know my time is up. I don't know how much time we'll have left, so... if it cuts us off, I just want to say sorry ahead of time. Okay. And what was your name?
Stacy.
Stacy. Nice to meet you, Stacy.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Okay, first card we have is the Three of Wands, okay? And the Wands, again, is a mental power thing or something that you're thinking about. Three, if you think about three, is always a little bit of unstable. Think about a table on three legs. It doesn't stand up very well, okay? A little bit of turmoil, but can also offer a little bit of excitement, a little bit of unknown because you don't know when it's going to, you know, which way it can go. So that card is telling me that maybe you're where you're at right now could be a bit in turmoil. I don't know, a little bit unstable. But we're going to move to the next card because this is a little story we're going to tell with these cards. Your next card is a Five of Pentacles. Pentacles are always something valuable to you, okay? Can be money, mm-hmm. can be value, it can be diamonds, it can be... people, it's always something of value. Can be valuable, okay?
Well.
Go ahead.
No, because I just got to tell you, I went on a couple of job interviews, so I'm hoping something comes up soon.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, a five is also sometimes, you know, it's freedom and can be excitement, but five mostly is about change. Something's going to change. So the first card's a little bit of turmoil, a little bit, you know, uneasiness, a little bit, you know, uncertain. The end of a chapter typically is the way I like to see the Three of Wands. It's sort of the end of a chapter. So from there you move into something that a five is about change. So change is coming, and the change is going to be valuable to you, okay?
So, yeah, because I'm about to, I switched a job and for hopefully a better job, so that makes sense with the change.
Okay, cool. The next one is a Six of Wands. And the Six of Wands, if we revert back to mental power, thinking of, and the six is a good number. Six is family and love and comfort, okay? And the Six of Wands itself is really about victory. So you're kind of feeling there's going to be something to celebrate, okay? There's going to be something to celebrate. And also, that's a card about leadership, okay? So putting that out there, we'll follow with the next card, and then we'll kind of throw all these together. But it's definitely about leader. It's saying, hey, you know, I have victory, and I'm in front, and I'm leading the pack here, okay? Mm-hmm. The next card is a Two of Wands. And so oftentimes, sometimes you're kind of in between your past accomplishments and your future goals, okay? And oftentimes a Two of Wands, because it's mental again, means it's just time to kind of take a pause and consider consider all things. So if you're looking at a relationship or if it's work, you might be kind of at that stage or you're kind of in the middle. You're like, well, you know, I've done all this, but I want all of that. So how do I get from here to there?